had intended ringing Terry Murray in Raheny Library to discuss the 40th anniversary of the library with the said lady, but she has shown up in the studio. She's that enthusiastic to tell us all about what's happening in Raheny Library. Terry, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Pat. How are you?
I'm not bad, and you are looking well, as usual.
Oh, thank you.
Now, it's Raheny Library's 40th anniversary.
That's right, yeah.
So, can I ask you just one question before we talk about it? Was the library where it is now always in that location, or was it somewhere else, do you know?
No, since it opened, it's been in that location.
Right.
So I think it was approximately about 50 years ago, the kind of plans were made to have a library. So that kind of site was kind of earmarked exactly for it. So then the local people were waiting, I think, you know, waiting a number of years after that. But anyway, finally, in 1972, in November, the 8th of November 1972, Raheny Library officially opened.
Yeah.
And it's been there in the same spot, ever
and
since.
And it's a well-used library, I know, by the people of Raheny, because one of my daughters who lives in Raheny brings her little 5-year-old daughter Orla to Raheny Library, and she loves it.
Oh, really?
She absolutely loves it. And I know that Raheny Library throughout the year, each year, put on different events, and they cater for children as well. Isn't that right?
Very much, yeah. I think, you know, the children's library is really brilliant in Raheny because it's very, very well used. Mm-hmm. It's nearly always full, you know, outside of school hours. Mm. It's fantastic because, and on the school days, a lot of the school children come in and do their homework in the library in the evening, and with some of them on their own, some of them with their mums and dads, and at the weekends as well. And it's really, really well used, which is fantastic, you know. And as you say, really, even from little children, from kind of preschoolers up to, and then we have the secondary school young adults who come in and study a lot. Now, they study mostly in the adult library. So, you know, between both sides, we've a lot of young people coming in, which is brilliant. I mean, that's what you really want, like to see.
Yeah.
And we do, you know, it really is fantastic.
Yeah. Besides the obvious one, which is borrowing books from the library, what other facilities does Raheny Library offer to the people?
Yeah, well, there's borrowing books as well as books. And there's many different kinds of books. We have books, audio books as well, which are really popular because anybody, particularly if people have become visually impaired, whether they always were or whether they've through later on in their lives become visually impaired, they're a great asset. Or even people who are listen to books in their car or at home while doing work at home.
Yeah.
That's great. There's we also have kind of an assistive technology computer, which we're always hoping to try and get more used because we have, you know, a lot of special software in that. People with learning difficulties, people who are visually impaired. And so there is great stuff on that. But, you know, because the main reason for that is that it's that kind of a talking computer. The book will be read out to you, so you can look at it and you can have it read to you. You can scan any book onto the assistive technology and enlarge the print, and it has many features like that. As well as that, we've a great selection of DVDs which can be borrowed. There's also, you know, quite a large amount of talks and events through the year. We've exhibitions every month, so there's a lot of extra, you know, curriculum. Also for study, a lot of the secondary school youngsters come in to study, and a lot of people too come in. We have Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi, internet network there, you know, 24/7, as they say. So a lot of people come in to use the Wi-Fi or to use the internet's. So there's many different reasons, you know, or for leisure reading, as you first said, you know, and just for enjoyment.
You have authors in from time to time reading from their books, don't you? I know we do in the children's section. I'm not sure about the adult section. Does that happen as well?
Every now and again we do in the adult section, but you're right. The authors is mostly in the children's section. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of children's authors in, and I can't tell you how brilliant it is for the children. The authors usually visit during kind of school hours. So usually what we do is invite classes up from schools, and we rotate it, you know, among all the different schools in the area and among different classes. Mm-hmm. So everybody gets a turn every so often. But that is, it's incredible because, first of all, you know, reading, I think, especially, traditionally in recent times with boys, a lot of boys have been kind of reluctant readers. But I really think, you know, Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling, we owe them a really big debt of gratitude because their reading has become so popular, especially among boys and girls. And so meeting authors is a chance for children these days to do, which I suppose a lot of people like us our age didn't ever get a chance to do. And they get to ask some questions, you know, when did you first start writing? Where did you get your ideas? And, you know, I've sit in on some of the events when the children's authors visit, and the questions that the children ask are just so brilliant, so clever. And
I'd say they sometimes surprise the authors, don't they, with the questions that they're asked.
They're brilliant, and they ask them pretty much everything there is to be asked. And it's great for them, because I think any child who's inclined to be write or be creative, you know, I think it could start them on a journey of writing, you know, for the rest of their life.
And isn't October particularly a busy month in that regard for the libraries, because it's book month, isn't it? Children's book month.
Yeah, exactly. And we have the Children's Book Festival.
Lot of stuff happening in the libraries then.
There is, yeah. We put on special events. And again, like you say, it's mostly, a lot of it is the authors coming to visit.
Yeah.
And but
and what about actually organising the events for that particular month? Is that tough going, Terry?
Well,
for the library staff, you know.
Years ago, each library did a lot of kind of organising their own events. But in the last maybe 10 or more years, it's been more centrally organised, because, you know, we've kind of two headquarters, one in Pier Street and one in Cabra on the Navan Road. And we've a central department called the development section, and they do, you know, they're specifically specialised for organising the events centrally, which is working out very well. It's kind of very standardised, and they will say that they will organise a full programme for Children's Book Festival or for Seachtain na Gaeilge, for example, and then the libraries have a certain input and kind of, you know, choosing what authors they would like to come. So it's kind of, you know, obviously on the day we need to have a certain amount of staff, and, you know, these days, like everywhere else, you can be short staffed, but it isn't a pressure at all, you know, for it, because not of organising it. So it's a nice event, and, you know, there are some occasions when we might have one or even two events happening in the library, and it really adds to the atmosphere, and for us as well, the staff, it enhances it when it's busy, when there's things going on, when there's a few different things going on, you know, during the day or the evening, and it's brilliant. And we also have language exchanges on in the evening, and we have our Irish group and French and Spanish on a different night, and so they all add to the kind of the life of the library,
of course,
you know, making it kind of like a community, which it is kind of like a community centre.
Well, it's a great facility, because I know for a fact that the on Tuesday evenings, if it's still running, I haven't been there for quite some time, but there is a French
English language exchange,
and there's no real pressure on anybody to come along and have their homework done or anything like that.
No.
It's at your own pace, really, isn't it?
Exactly, it's brilliant.
And people from different walks of life are involved in that. I actually know the man, Jean-Claude,
yeah, he's great.
And his partner,
Joan,
that's right. And he, I think from the couple of discussions I've had with Jean-Claude, he likes to speak in French as much as he possibly can. And I've wondered, has Joan taken the role as his interpreter at some stages? Because they have this interaction between the two of them, and she's kind of explaining what somebody's saying in English sometimes to Jean-Claude, if he's not quite sure of what's being said to him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're right there.
He's been here for quite some time. I know he's been living in Ireland here for quite some time, and I'm not sure if he's mastered the English language yet to the extent that he could hold a conversation in his own one-on-one with somebody English-speaking without Joan being there.
I know. You know, I'm not sure, because, they seem to have their own kind of dynamic going on.
They have a rapport.
And I get to meet Joan and Jean-Claude every so often at the desk when they come in to use the intranet or to borrow. But now I the first night, because I started off the French conversation group the first night, and I met Jean-Claude and Joan and everybody else. Now I'm on duty. I'm not on duty on the Tuesday night when the French group is on, and it's still going a bomb. It's going great. I'm on the Monday nights and the Wednesday night when we have the Spanish and the Irish. So I don't get to meet Jean-Claude right. and Joan together that much, but you're probably right. Yeah. They have some system there with, yeah. with the French and the English.
No, but he's a lovely man. He really
oh,
is.
Oh, he is. They're and lovely, so and Joan is the same.
They're both so helpful to people in that regard with the French, you know.
Oh, they are. They're lovely people. They really are. And they're kind of part of the backbone of the French group. There's a certain core group that have been there from the first night, which is great. Yeah. And the other two groups are brilliant as well.
Yeah.
And the Irish group have been going for years and years as well. Mm. They meet every Wednesday.
Well, it's great to see the libraries being used for that sort of a facility, you know, because otherwise groups might have to organise to rent a room or something like that and, you know, where they obviously, whoever would be interested in running the course or the evening or the... Would end up being out of pocket, perhaps. You know what I mean?
That's the great thing about the library, is that for any community, community function or use for... Whether it's for practicing a language, whether it's for knitting in a group or whatever, it is great for that. Any community kind of endeavour, the library can facilitate that with it is wonderful. There was something else I was going to say to you there about the knitting group. Yeah, that's Wednesday at 11 in the morning. Right. So that's another thing of people. Because knitting has become really big again, and people get, again, it's very social and informal. Yeah. People get together. Yeah. But I know it was about the language groups. I was going to say, another thing that's great about it is that you would say for the kids doing their exams, and I shouldn't be calling them kids, but you know, like junior cert and leaving cert. But again, they're welcome at any time, because you made the point there that the beauty of the language exchange is that they're so informal. Yeah. They're really easy going. You know, we always say to people, just drop in. You don't have to be there at 6:30. You can come in later if you want, or leave before 8:00. And you can come and go. You don't have to be there every week. And it's lovely and informal. People often ask us at the desk, you know, what's the level? I mean, I'm just a beginner, or, you know. But we always say to them, look, just come in, because the group adapts to everybody's level. And it's just about speaking. Mm-hmm. And the English-speaking people help, whether it's French or Spanish with them, or vice versa. That's the whole idea. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's great.
Terry, did you get the birthday cake yet, or is that gone? Has that event happened?
Well, no, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow evening. So it's all ahead of us. So it's we've been preparing now, for some time. So we're looking forward to tomorrow night,
right,
and hoping that. So it's basically, like I said, the library opened in 1972 in November. And so we're basically just throwing a party just to celebrate the library itself, mm-hmm, and celebrate all our customers and to celebrate the whole community. And we've mentioned a few different groups there that we deal with, and there's many others, including yourselves, that we deal with on a day-to-day basis all through the year. And we just want to celebrate and hope that people will join us and drop in. We put the starting time at 6:00 tomorrow evening. But now the Lord Mayor is going to officiate at it and speak, which is great. So he's able to come along himself. And also our city librarian, Margaret Hayes. Mm. Margaret's is coming as well. And she worked in the library herself years ago. So it's kind of close to her heart. And we've had to put up, the Lord Mayor's schedule has changed. So he's going to arrive about 8:30.
Right.
So it's probably better. We're trying to maybe push it back a small bit at the moment, because if people come along at 6:00, it might be a long wait if they wanted to, you know, hear that or be there for the speeches.
Of course.
Yeah. And so it's probably, the kickoff might be probably better at about 6:30 or 7:00 at this stage, you know. Mm-hmm. But hopefully everybody, like I say, all our customers, our neighbours, all the community, very welcome to drop in. We'll have some refreshments. We might need the miracle of the loaves and fishes. I don't know, depending because
numbers that show up.
But hopefully, look, even if it's the end of the night and if all we have is a cup of tea and a biscuit, it'd be lovely for people to drop in. And what I'm hoping is we're going to have, there's a small amount of formalities, you know, a few of us will be saying a few words, and the Lord Mayor and Margaret Hayes, the city librarian. But what I'm kind of hoping is that people will say from the floor, will maybe, you know, speak kind of from the floor and share their memories of, you know, of the library through the years, or what it means to them, or whatever. I mean, that would be the best case scenario if that happened.
Yeah.
We'll also have some music. One of our own colleagues, Mairead O'Donnell, she works half the week in the libraries, but she also does other work. She does great community work with music and singing. So Mairead's going to come along with her violin and singing and play music with her music partner, Sean Oak McKenna. So again, that'll be really nice. Mostly traditional, but they sing everything really.
Mm-hmm.
So Mairead and Sean Oak will be playing from about 6:30, 7:00, you know.
Sounds great.
So we hope it'll be a good night. Just like I say, it's just to celebrate.
Yeah,
the library and everybody.
Sounds great. I'm sure the place will be jam packed.
Yeah, hopefully people will be able to call in.
Even people calling in and saying hello and congratulating you for the great service you've been providing for the last 40 years in Rainy.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, thanks very much on behalf of it. You know, those of us who are there at the moment and everybody. Before us, you know, since the beginning, that thanks very much. And equally, we want to thank everybody because it's a fantastic community and a fantastic area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it really is our pleasure to serve the customers that come into us. And like I say, from the children and the teenagers and adults, you know, absolutely lovely, lovely people. And it really is a pleasure dealing with them.
Long may it continue, Terry.
Yeah, yeah. And listen, Pat, thank you very much to yourself as well, because you're great partners to us, that we always had an open invitation here to come in. We've been here many times speaking about the facility, and you give us a great opportunity to talk about the services and to spread the word, because these days, in the recession especially, it's a great facility for people to get books for free, not to have to be buying, especially children's books and that, you know. So thanks to you as well and to everybody else.
We here at Near FM always look forward to doing the OBs over in Raheny Library whenever they come up. It's great for us to be able to get out there into the community as well and in the library and either broadcast live or record whatever events we're invited along to attend. So we appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that within Near FM. So
that's brilliant.
Thanks
we're
very much for allowing us to continue to do
not
that
at all. It's
future.
Great for us too, you know. So hopefully, I think somebody's coming over from Near FM tomorrow evening
great
some
stuff.
Stage, hopefully. So I think Debbie, so that's great. Listen, thanks very much again.
You're welcome, Terry.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.